بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of a speech delivered on March 10th, 2022 by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the chairman and members of the Assembly of Experts. The meeting was held at the end of the 9th session of the Assembly. The third point that I wish to make in the area of the jihad of clarification is that in this jihad and struggle, the path for the nation's material progress and growth must be distinguished from misleading wrong paths. This is an important issue. In one Friday prayer address many years ago, I spoke of insiders and outsiders. As a result of this speech, some people created a commotion saying, "Why do you divide people into insiders and outsiders?" That is why the gentlemen who brought this matter up are the ones who have repeated this idea of insiders and outsiders over and over again in different matters. The issue of insiders and outsiders is a fundamental issue. Insiders does not mean the people who are one's relatives, have the same manners, are in the same political party, have the same opinions and the like. Rather, being an insider is defined one's belief in the path of Islam, Quranic teachings, the Islamic faith, and the great movement of the Islamic Republic, for which great sacrifices have been made. This is important. This correct path must be distinguished from misleading wrong paths.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
In the struggle for clarification, this issue is important. And the last point concerning the jihad of clarification, this is a warning for ourselves, is that we must know that if the jihad of clarification is not carried out correctly, materialistic individuals will even use religion as a plaything for their illegitimate desires and aspirations. In other words, if we do not do our job correctly, then he for whom only worldly concerns are important, his own world, in other words, his own desires and ambitions, will even put religion at his service. There is a well-known sentence in the Commander of Faithful's letter to Malik al-Ashtar. Imam Ali Salam tells him to employ people with such and such characteristics. He mentions certain qualities and says that Malik must choose, as his colleagues, people with those qualities. After mentioning those qualities, he says, "You should have a piercing eye in this matter, because this religion has formerly been a prisoner in the hands of vicious persons." This is astonishing.
That you've